Things just feel so full lately, and I feel like time is speeding up.
Yeah. It is.
I get 100%. What you mean.
I get what you mean. Yeah, time is just flying by. Actually, there's an actual scientific way to explain that as well. I'm gonna try and explain it as best as I can. For us, time seems to be moving faster. It's because of it's how long have you lived from your birth. So it's basically, okay, think about it like this, right? If you 10-year-old, right, they've only been alive for 10 years, which means 1 year of their life is literally 10% of all the life they've ever lived, right? So for them, 1 year seems like such a long time, because for a 10-year-old, time moves by so slow because they haven't even lived that long, right? But now for us, now that we're in our 30s, 1 year has now become what? I don't know, it's just become a shorter volume of time for us because we've lived long enough away from our birth to be like, 1 year is not even anything anymore. But when you're young, because you haven't lived that long, 1 year seems like ages. But then the older you get, the shorter a year feels because you've just lived longer. And that's the effect that you're feeling. That's why years seem to be going by. That's why you're like, I swear I was like 27 the other day and now I'm like 30. What the hell just happened? Because years just feel like they're just slipping by. Yeah,
there's definitely a relative element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that, I read something the other day, somebody said that Einstein said it, but people say that Einstein say everything. So
Einstein be saying everything.
It doesn't matter who said it, but it makes sense, right? What it said was, when you're sitting next to a beautiful woman, 2 hours feels like 2 minutes. And when you're sitting on a hot stove, 2 minutes feels like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So there's that element of relativity to it.
I definitely feel like Einstein said that. I feel like he definitely...
It sounds like something he would say, to explain his theories.
Yeah, definitely.
But from a more objective standpoint as well, I remember reading something last year and they were speaking about shortening time, like the measure of time.
Whoa. Where did you find this? Okay, go into that for a little bit. Wait, where did you find that? They said that they were shortening time, discussing it.
Yeah. So what? Does it make it?
Because I know, because I know that the way we count time now is a bit wrong. Let's get into a little bit. Is this going to be the geek podcast? This is going to be the geek one. We just get a bit geeky and technical. We went from talking about Christianity and religion last week to getting really science and geeky this week. Okay. So wasn't it that when the Earth was first formed, it actually rotated faster? So as... now that millions of years have gone by, it's actually slowing down. And because of the gravitational pull of the moon tugging at the Earth, it's also slowing it down. So there will come a point millions and millions of years in the future where the Earth will actually stop spinning. So the days are actually getting longer because the Earth is rotating slower, a little bit slower every day.
Interesting. So in this article right here, I found it, the one I was reading, and it's from January the 5th, 2021.
Okay.
And it says, so it's just speaking about a report by the Telegraph, right? So there's nothing official here and it's just, you know, making claims.
Okay.
But what it's saying is, according to global time officials, time is speeding up. Says data shows our former 24-hour daily rotation is decreasing incrementally, making the day marginally shorter. For example, Sunday, so the Sunday before the 5th of January, lasted 23 hours and 59 minutes.
Wait a minute. And send me a link.
59.9 seconds.
Send me a link to that.
Mm-hmm. And it says, although the planet's rotation may speed up or slow down slightly from day to day due to natural alterations, astronomical calendar trends indicate that recent years have become shorter overall. And I'm like, okay. So on top of us feeling this relative sense of time speeding up, these motherfuckers, you know, atomic clock scientists, whoever these people are saying that Earth is objectively rotating faster. And again, I don't know, but this is an interesting claim.
Okay, so maybe I'm
sending
wrong.
You this link, though. I'm sending you this link.
Because, wait, what? Is it speeding up or slowing down? What are these mother... Wait, come on, no, wait a minute.
The important part of that is, how would you know, George, random dude in Japan, how would you tell the difference? How would you know? How would I speeding up or slowing down?
Well, you could... technically, I mean, if it's marginal... you wouldn't know if it's marginal, but if it's like, if it's a big change, you're gonna experience a big change. If you're gonna like go throughout the day and be like, hey, wait a minute, the sun just rose. Why is it already setting? What the fuck, kind of thing. But it depends on how big the change is. If it's like just a milliseconds, you ain't gonna feel that. But if it's by a few minutes or hours, you're gonna be like, hey, wait a minute. Doesn't this feel too fast? Like. That's the same with when the seasons change. When autumn comes along, you can feel that the day's getting shorter. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's getting dark so early now. You know? So it's like that.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just trying to figure out if the Earth is actually speeding up or slowing down. Because I swear that's what I heard. I heard that the moon is tugging on the Earth, and it's slowly getting slowed down. That's what I heard. But now I gotta find out, because I gotta know now.
Here's the thing. Anyone can tell any story. And I'm just thinking, how the fuck would I be able to tell the difference?
I'm just trying to get
these measuring tools.
I get you. Mm. Where's my measuring tool to measure the damn Earth? Where did you get that? Just go down to the store. I get what you're saying. Man. There's no way for you to actually measure how fast or slow the Earth is rotating. Yeah, but I've just... Okay, no. This is... I need to... You know what? Let's go to the source. I don't want to go to Wikipedia, but I feel like this has to be...
Wikipedia is not the source.
I'm not saying the source. I was playing around. That's why I said let's go. That's why I said I didn't want to use Wikipedia. But let me just go to Wikipedia and see what that says. I was making a joke.
Although, like, to be honest, in a way, it kind of is.
You know what? Remember when Wikipedia started?
I know what you mean.
Do you remember when Wikipedia started? And literally every single teacher and professor was like, never go on Wikipedia. That thing is not sourced properly. It's the worst. And now, after like what? A decade or two later, everyone's like, you need to go on Wikipedia. That's the place to get all the information.
That's the location of the official story of Earth. that's how I like to see it. So basically, when I want to find out something, I go there and then use what they give me to go deeper.
Seriously,
because that shit is not the truth, son. It's not the truth. To be honest, if you're still saying on your website that Osama bin Laden is 100% guilty for 9/11, you've lost all credit in my eyes. You've lost all credit. So that's it.
How the hell did we get into Osama bin Laden?
Because that's such a, like, 9/11 is such a turning point. In our experience.
God, okay, wait.
Such a turning point.
One thing after another, man. We can't do it all over the place again. Is that what we're going to do? Every few podcast episodes, we're going to go all over the place again.
But I don't want to stay on it too long. I just want to not necessarily even make a point, but And again, it relates to this whole, because what we've been speaking about so far is, you know, things happening or not happening with the earth. Yeah. And like, how would we as individuals without certain measuring equipment be able to tell the difference? And again, relating to 9/11, how would we individuals who mostly weren't there on scene, who, you know, didn't have access to any of these planes or anything, be able to tell the difference?
And oh, I get you. Okay, I know. Mm. I know, I can answer.
What I was reading though.
Okay, go ahead.
I was reading something about, have you heard of predictive programming?
I believe it has. I have seen some, I can already get a gist of what it is. Did you say predictive programming?
Yeah, predictive programming.
I'm not gonna like lie. I think I have heard it, but I don't know too much about it.
Okay, I have a whole folder on predictive programming.
All right.
In my bookmarks. I can share some links with you on that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too deep into it now, but what's important to note is that prior to the first plane, to what we are told is the first plane striking the tower.
You're talking about 9/11. I didn't even know it was still on 9/11.
Indeed. Prior to that happening,
okay, we're still on 9/11.
There was a measurable shift of consciousness.
Wait, what?
In the world. Yeah, there was a measurable shift of consciousness. I'm going to find this article.
What the heck?
What
the heck? All I know. Okay. If we're going to stay on. Okay, fine. We're on 9/11. Fine. I don't know how we go to 9/11, but here we go. Some have been on 9/11. Okay. If we're going to do this, this is going to be all over the place. Part two. Fine. Fuck it. So, I know, and I have seen America do, not just America. I don't want to, like I said, I love America, to be honest. I'm not hating on America. This is every government, every high class government. Let's just say all the countries in the G7, them guys, right? So these countries, their governments do some messed up stuff, right? And they don't tell the citizens, because of course you don't want to talk about the nasty stuff you do. Like, America has done some fucked up stuff. Wasn't it America who gave guns to gave guns to that area in the first place so that they could provide them with weapons to fight someone in the area? And then I don't know what America did. They did something and then the guys apparently turned on America. And then America was like, oh no, now you turned on us even though we provided you with all these weapons. And I don't know what happened. It was something like that. And then America was like, well, screw you. And then that's when they went over and started shooting up the place, right? Something like that. I'm not going to say what it was, but I know it was something along those lines. Okay, you know what? Let me tell you something that I do know is that, you know, before the World War II, how they were testing nuclear bombs in the South Pacific, they were testing the nuclear bombs, right? And these islands that still had people inhabiting them, like just like, I think it was northeast of the coast of Australia, way, way up. They evacuated like all of these villages off of their island just so they can bomb the heck out of it and test their weapons. And when they were done, they were like, okay, you can come back. And then they realize, actually, maybe it's not a good idea to tell the islanders to come back to a radioactive island. So America don't really give a shit. They just kick people off their islands, bomb, nuke it, and then say, okay, you could come back now, not giving a shit about the radiation. So these governments do some fucked up shit, man.
100%. 100%. And it's all about what is the motive, because I think it's very easy for us to look at these things that happen and know that governments are, first of all, capable of deception and secondly, guilty of deception, and think, oh yeah, it's just all about money and power. Like, that's the easy answer, right? But I have this book. It's called, I'll read you the whole title just so you understand where I'm coming from here.
Yeah.
It's called Mind Control 101. How to influence the thoughts and actions of others without them knowing or caring.
Why do I feel like, was this book, it was definitely a book written by a dude. I think I've heard of this book before.
The author's name is Dandelion Jones.
Okay, I don't remember the name. Maybe this is another book, but I've heard. The book was called How to make friends and control people or something like that.
Make friends and influence people.
Yeah, that's it. How to make friends and influence people. It reminds me of that book, that title.
Yeah. So this, I haven't read that one. I've read about it and I've heard about it. This shit right here goes in. There's literally techniques that part two of the book and is titled, or the first section there is titled The Techniques of Mind Control. And we've got behavioral conditioning, social influence, mm-hmm. forbidden dark patterns, hypnosis, interviews and interrogation, gaslighting, all kinds of different techniques, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something called the three-level intent strategy. And so bear in mind, this is me reading this book as a person who mostly is not a villain, all right? by my own definition.
Why did you say mostly not a villain?
Because to some people, I am a villain. Yeah. So there's some people in the world who unequivocally see me as a villain.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. Right. I can live with that.
Okay.
Everyone thinks they're doing the right thing, right? Everyone thinks that their way is just. That's how we're conditioned. We're conditioned to think that we're the good guys. Mm. I'm willing to accept that I might not be.
Oh, no.
And that there is no absolute good, no absolute truth.
We've had this, yeah. We've talked about it. There is no good, yeah. There is no bad. Everything is gray, everything is balance, yeah. Everything's just energy and movement and transfer of energies and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so as much as I am a hero, I am in equal measures a villain.
Okay.
And nonetheless, this book is in my possession and I find it very interesting. And there's something called the three-level intent strategy. And what this is an intention that happens on three levels. So the first level is the stated intention, right? So that's what you tell people from the get-go. The second level is the hidden intention. So this is what you don't necessarily tell from the off, but at some point it comes out or you reveal it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the secret intention, which is the real, real reason. And that is never revealed.
Okay.
The secret intention for actions is never revealed using this strategy.
I get that. Okay. So the intention, so basically to put that into layman's terms, there's, hey, this is what I'm saying and this is what we're doing, but that's just a straight up lie. You're just lying to people. And the second one is something that you're hiding. Like, I ain't going to tell you this is actually what's going on, but if it slips out, oh shit, but I'm not saying anything. And then there's even one deeper, which is super, super secret, which you're not telling anyone at all.
Yeah.
So basically, here's my left hand while I'm actually holding something in my right hand that you cannot see, whilst I'm actually holding in something in my pocket that you will never see.
Right. So you're going to see my right hand eventually. You might discover it yourself. I might let you discover it. And then you're going to feel like, oh, yeah, I see. Really and truly, that shit was, you were never going to find out what was really up with it.
Yeah.
You know? So there's an example of Al Capone, who approached this rich guy and he asked him for $50,000 to invest in a project. He said it would double his money in 60 days, right? So he was feeling a bit apprehensive, but he says, all right, fuck it. You know, it's Al Capone. It's 50K. It's not the end of the world for me. Let me go for it. Gives him the 50K. 60 days later, he comes back and says, yeah, it didn't work out, man. It didn't work out. I'm sorry. Here's your money back. Here's your 50K back.
Oh, shit. What did he do with it, though?
Mm.
Oh, shit. What did he do with the 50K in those 60 days?
Right. He says to him, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize. Here's the money. I could have used it, but yeah, it didn't work out. So then the guy, I know, wait, I missed up.
You missed it
it's
up?
The same story, but yeah, it's the same story, but it was the guy that came to Al Capone. It was the guy that came to Al Capone, not Al Capone that went to the guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was the guy that came to Al Capone. Yeah. So that's the only detail that I fucked up. Everything else is the same. So 50K brings it back. Yeah. It says it didn't work out, but shit, I could use the money, man. So then Al Capone is like, oh, the fuck? It didn't work out, but he bought my money back. So you know, he seems like kind of an honest guy. And he's like, I live in a criminal world and I don't really see this kind of honesty. So he was like, all right, you know what? I thought you were going to rip me off. I thought this was all bullshit. But I see you, man. And if you're struggling, like, here, you just hold this 5,000 and I hope it helps you. And that's all he wanted from the jump. He wanted to go to Al Capone and get 5,000.
But damn. Swear, that's so sick. That is actually really sick. That's so smart. You know what? I heard about this as well, right? It's basically how to make a friend. And someone told me this the other day. So let's say there's people who you want to make friends with. Let's say your work colleagues, you're new, right? You're new to an office and you have a work colleague. Now, the best way to make a friend is to get them to owe you. I think it was something like that. So it's like you go out of your way to do something for them. So say you see them struggling with something and then you, let's say, help them out, or you just do something without them knowing. Be like, hey, I did that for you. They'll be like, oh, okay. And then you go, okay, next time you owe me. And then now they have to do something for you because you helped them out. And so in that sense, now they're always thinking, shit, now I have to do something nice to this guy because he helped me out the other day. And it's almost like now, because they owe you, that's how you can get them to, like, what was it? Become more trusting of you or something like that. Or something like that. I think I fucked that up as well, to be honest. I don't know if it's that you need to owe them or they need to owe you, but it's something about owing someone. I know I fucked that up in some way, shape or form, but I know, like, in a sense, when you owe someone or when someone owes you, that's a way to make someone become your friend or something like that.
Okay. So essentially gaining leverage.
Yeah.
Over someone.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you're kind of mind fucking them. Be like, wow. Oh shit,
into a friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know it was along those lines, and when I heard that, I was like, oh shit, does this work? And then you see people using it, you're like, oh god damn, that's mad.
Mm-hmm. Like, there is definitely, go on.
No, because it's gonna be like exactly what you said. I think exactly what you said. It's like, go up to someone you don't know and be like, hey, can you lend me like a small change? Let's say, can you lend me like 20 quid? They're like, 20 quid? I don't even know you. It's like, trust me, I'll give it back to you. Just lend me 20 quid. I'm sorry. And then they lend you 20 quid. And then you wait a few days, you give the 20 quid back. Thank you for the 20 quid. And now they're like you said, they're like, oh, now you're a nice guy. You're giving back my 20 quid. And then they instantly like you now.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't know if it's them owing you or you owing them, but that's a good way for the people to just go, oh, I like you now. Now I know I can trust you.
Imagine. And that's, I feel as though a lot of our relationships start off with that dynamic of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there is a moral question there to be had. But at the same time, it's like, what happens without that manipulation? Because yes, there is. So first of all, I have discovered dynamics that are mostly free of the same patterns of manipulation that I had been in before. And when I say that, I'm speaking about, I think we mentioned it last week or the week before with the whole nice guy dynamic, right? Mm. It was, oh yeah, I'm nice to you. And you know, I'm not an asshole. So therefore, give me your number or whatever, right? It's that whole nice guy dynamic that works out, especially with women. That guy that people try to work out.
Mm.
And women see through that. Women that are the slightest bit in touch with themselves, they see straight.
They see it instantly. They even manipulate you because they know you're doing it. They're like, oh, this guy's trying to do, oh, okay, let me just use him then because I know he's gonna do it, kind of thing.
Mm. Indeed. And then I see myself manipulating my children sometimes, you know, when I want them to.
Parents do that.
Indeed. 100%. With this freaking, and it's a crazy pattern.
Easter Bunny and Father Christmas and all of these holidays, man. They've been manipulating the shit out of
kids. I don't tell them that shit. I haven't told them that there is none, but I don't tell them that there is. I don't speak about no Tooth Fairy. I don't speak about no Santa Claus, no Easter Bunny. Because I feel like that's just like, why am I telling them those stories?
It's just lies, to be honest. And then your kids are just going to grow up disappointed in this fairy tale world that you promised them that doesn't exist.
That's it. And if you tell children these stories, these fairy tales at that young age and have them believing that that is the reality, then they just grow into adults who also believe fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
And are just, you know, and most adults in this world believe fairy tales. That's it. But like when I read these kind of books, it's to help me become aware of these games so that I know, or I can work towards some kind of sovereignty, some kind of ability to decide, to choose for myself. For example, when you were speaking about the whole, you know, somebody getting something over you and saying, all right, you owe me one now.
Yeah.
From my mind, I'm like, no, I don't. I appreciate it that you did that thing for me. I don't owe you anything though.
Exactly. Exactly. Dude, that's a... Oh my God. Okay, I want to tell you the story. Oh my God, this story, bruh. Bruh, when this happened to me, I was so fucking shocked. And this is a true real life story that happened to me at least like two and a half years ago. I don't believe this actually fucking happened to me. So this is like, when did this happen to me? I don't know. It happened a while ago. It was definitely in Japan. That's how it was definitely in Japan. So I'm out with a woman, of course, and we're just hanging out, and I can say it was a date, and we go to this bar, right? So we're hanging there, drinking, hanging out. There's this old guy he was an old guy. He's getting drunk, he's talking, but he sees me, and because I'm literally the only foreigner in the place, he just comes to try and talk. And I thought he was a cheery, lovely bloke. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go. And I'm trying to talk to him in Japanese. He's trying to use English. It's hilarious. We're drinking, we're having a blast. She's having fun, I'm having fun. The guys around are having fun. It was a good time. And this old guy is buying us drinks as well. He's like, yeah, yeah, have this drink, drink this, drink that. We're like, oh, okay, thank you. We're drinking. It's a laugh. Get closer to the end of the night now. And of course, the lady I was with was a bit, she was Japanese as well. And she was a bit voluptuous. And we were about to leave. And this old guy literally just kind of was like, started to like look at her in a certain way. And I'm like, okay. I mean, he's drunk, I guess. So, I mean, he's not drunk, but we've been drinking. So, all right. But then he starts to like, you know, like proper starts looking at her and tries to put like his arm around her. And he's, because, you know, they're both Japanese. So he's talking to her in Japanese, like, and but I can see what he's trying to do. And he's trying to put his arm around her and like kind of lean in and talk to her. And I'm like, what is going on? And I can see she's starting to get uncomfortable at first. She thought, oh, okay, he's just talking. He's just being nice. But then after like a bit, she's like, I can see she's getting uncomfortable and she's like, huh, okay. And I'm like watching like, So I kind of just given, like, I knew she could take care of herself, but I gave her a signal like, is this what I think it is? And she looked at me like, yeah, I think this is what you think this is. So I'm like, okay, we're going to go. So I just looked at him like, we're going to go. And of course I just like took her by the arm and she was like, okay, fuck it, let's go. And then he immediately got up and went, what? I bought you drinks. I did all of this. Now you owe me. You owe me. And he's there like, apparently what he assumed, right, is that because he bought us drinks or bought me drinks, he thought that now he can spend some time with the girl that I was with. That's what was going on in his head. And I'm looking at this guy like, are you actually kidding right now? What? How do you think? What? And he's there making a ruckus like, I spent all this money. I bought you all these drinks. Now you owe me. You owe me. And I'm like, what? And she's looking at me like, I don't even know what's going on right now. So I'm like, okay, let's just go. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's just get the hell out of here. We just left, and the other guys were like holding him down, apologizing for him. I'm like, don't apologize for him. If he wants to come and fight, we can go. Like, we can go. Like, I looked at him. I'm like, I don't owe you shit. I just shook my head, and I'm like, I'm out, man. I'm not about this life. And we just left, and we just laughed about it afterwards. Like, what the fuck was that? That was just shocking. Like, that's him. He thought he could buy me or buy her with drinks. We're there sitting thinking we're all laughing, having a nice time, just socializing. No, he's there thinking, ooh, if I buy these guys drinks and spend loads of money on them, then maybe I can get her. Like, she ain't no hooker. What the fuck? She ain't a prostitute. Buying what? It was like the strangest thing ever.
Yeah, man. That's a very prevalent sort of attitude. It's very, very common. Wow.
So strange. It's like you said, people think that if I do something for you, you have to. Like, you have to repay me. You have to. And it's like, I don't owe you nothing. You decided to do that. Thank you for doing that. But I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you shit.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
So we continue.
That's an important realization to come to. Just knowing that we don't have to go along with anything. With anything at all. And that's very... One of the other things they speak about in this book is like social pressure and mob mind control. And I've seen these videos where they have these test subjects and they put them in a room. And for example, so one of them, it was a group of people, I think about 10 people, and they gave them this colored water and told them it was a new psychedelic drug that they were testing. And literally it was just water with coloring in there. And so these actors in this group now, the 9 actors, after a couple of minutes, they started to talk about, oh yeah, I'm feeling a bit woozy and I'm seeing these shapes and, you know, I'm seeing circles and yeah, starting to phase out and it's very warm. So they're just having all these things that they're describing when they ain't feeling shit. So then the 10th person, the target, eventually, even though they know they ain't feeling shit, they decide to tell themselves that they are feeling shit and start describing all these things that they're feeling. And maybe at some point they are, because they're telling themselves and they managed to convince themselves that they are seeing all these shapes and these colors. But what it comes down to is, without that influence of the other 9, would that have happened? You know, and being able to hold your ground, to stand on your square in the face of that mob mentality is a superpower.
It's like what I said in the initial test in the first episode. Like, you need to be able to stand your ground on the shit you believe in. You need to back the shit that you say. You can't say something and then when other people come and say something otherwise, you can't just go, oh, well, actually, then just go over to them. It's like, no, stand your ground. You, like you said, if you're not feeling shit, you're not feeling shit. I do that all the time. Like, a lot of when I was with someone and they're eating something, and then like Japanese people like to say everything sugoi, which is amazing. They eat something, oh sugoi, inoi, inoi, which is nice smell. Inoi, oh sugoi, umai, sweet, so nice. They love doing that. And I went out with a seriously, it's so annoying. It's actually annoying. And then I went out with this girl and we were eating something and she was like, we were eating the same thing, and she was like, oh sugoi, it's going there. And I was like, it's all right. And she's like, what? It's sweet, it's good. And I'm like, I mean, it's okay, it's nothing special. And she got pissed off because I didn't agree with her that it's amazing. I'm like, but it's not amazing, it's just all right, I've had better, this just tastes meh. You know, and you can see that they want you to join in on their thing, but it's like, no, but it's it wasn't that good. And she was pissed off. She was pissed off at me.
Yeah. Wow. That's I have a similar sort of parallel experience. It's not quite the same, but, and it's another thing that links Germany to Japan in that social sense, which is quite often when Germans are speaking, they'll state an opinion and then they'll say oder, which is essentially right. So they'll be, man, those people over there, they look ridiculous, right? And there's just that craving, that need for you to say, yes, you are right, you know? And a lot of people don't like me because I don't give them that privilege. I'll let them say their order and I might even ask them a question so they can dive deeper into why they think these people look ridiculous. But I'm not simply going to agree just because you made that statement. And quite similarly to the reaction that you received, it's, I think people get quite offended when you break that group structure, and you break that group think. When there's that one person that challenges everything that makes them feel safe, they feel threatened, even if it's something as seemingly simple as an opinion about food, right? Just the fact that you don't agree that it's the most amazing thing. It's like, oh shit, what does this mean? You know, if it's possible that this food really isn't that great, what other parts of the structure of this matrix could exactly. be about to break down around
exactly.
me?
Exactly. That's you hit the nail on the head. You actually did hit the nail on the head. I think we've touched on this before. I don't want to talk about this, but seeing as we're all over the place, it's like, I'm not talking about all people, just the idiot racist ones. Yeah. I'm just going to say the idiot racist. It's like racist people or sexist people or just people with all the isms, the isms, right? The isms people, right? The ists people, the racist, the sexists, all the ists and the isms. These people, they have this certain mentality that all of these people in this place is like this, full stop. That's it. There's no other thing that they can be but this. That is why we treat them as such, right? And then when anything else comes along to break that view, they either completely deny it or say that this person or group of people are just the freak accidents, or they rage against the machine, you know? Because either their parents or their grandpappy or their grand, you know, told them or raised them as such. So now that they're older, if you question that means they have to now question the people that they love. They have to question their parents. They have to question their grandparents that maybe they weren't told the correct thing. And that will break the entire world. Because it's like, if that's a lie, then everything that I am is a lie. My parents are a lie. My grandparents are a lie. What they taught me was a lie. My foundation is a lie. And they don't want their life to be a lie. So they're going to double down on the view of the world, the view of people, regardless of so much evidence contrary to what they believe in, because they don't want their world view to break or their life to shatter. That's why they have to keep being as stupid and racist or sexist or whatever that they are. It's like this whole thing, like, I think you said it before, how, and I think another brother that I was talking to said the same thing, that so there's another brother, he's from South Africa, and he's like, in South Africa, these white guys, they don't want their daughters to like hang out with any of the black guys. And he was talking to me. I'm like, why? And he goes, and he chuckles. He was like, because he knows that as soon as she gets a taste, she ain't coming back. He's lost her. He's lost her. She ain't coming back. And if you get a baby in her, then well, there goes the family. There goes the family. Like you said before, once you get black in, there's you can't. Good luck getting it out, kind of thing. So they are so afraid of their world. Their my family is white, and our grandparents were white, and everyone was white. They're so afraid of that changing, of their world breaking, that they double down. And so, no, you can't hang out with one of the other black boys. And that's what it is. That's what I see most of this is that most people just have been told lies since childhood, and they don't want to believe otherwise.
Yeah. What I see as well is that the people on the receiving end of, I can't speak on sexism, but definitely racism from my observation, are also perpetuating an illusion. And what I mean when I say that is, I read a post yesterday or a couple of days ago on Instagram, and it was referring to athletes, particularly what they call black women athletes. I say what they call because I'm sort of retiring the word black, like the term black, from my vocabulary.
Yeah, just saying,
and
like,
I prefer to use melanated. Not even that. It's not even that. Melanated? I prefer to use melanated or carbonated. Yeah. Straight Carbonate.
I like melanated. I like melanated. Hmm? That has a lovely ring to it. I love melanated.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're that's not black. I've been using melanated most skin this year. Is brown. That's what I don't understand. Our skin is brown, not even black. Why did they say black? It doesn't make even does it even make exactly. actual sense?
That's it's a like highly politicized term.
Yeah, it's like, and I understand it comes from the Spanish word, right? No. That's another word that's Spanish. I'm not gonna say that one. But no, that's the other one. And then, I'm correct. Sorry, no, I'm going to stick by what I said. It comes from the English translation of the Spanish word of what they used to call melanated people back in the day. That's why, you know, it stuck like that. But, like, even what... Anyway, go on, continue with what you're going to say. I'll see what I say off.
Something close to negra or necra.
Yes.
Which is close to the word death. In Latin.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, you don't want to call 100%. Them melanated. You don't want to call them black. You want to call them melanated. We're talking about black women athletes. Or melanated women athletes.
Indeed. And the reason for... All right, I want to go deeper into that. I'm going to say this, what I want to say on this first, and then I'm going to go, and then I'm going to go deeper.
Okay, and
then I'm going to go deeper.
Okay, go.
All right, so, yeah, with these melanated woman athletes, they were talking about Sha'Carri, is her name Richardson, Henderson? I don't remember the surname, but Sha'Carri, in any case, that's the young sprinter who was banned from the Olympics because she was allegedly smoking weed after her mother passed.
Now, that was some bullshit.
There's the tennis player whose name I don't remember either. I'm really not into this world of sports and celebrities right now. Yeah, I think that's her. Yeah.
Indeed. She's half Japanese, half melanated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were saying that that she was taking breaks from the spotlight for her mental health, right? And then she got shit on social media and all this.
Asaka Naomi.
They were speaking about they were speaking about another woman who is a track athlete and has high testosterone, like Caster Semenya.
Ah.
So she was discriminated against, saying, oh, you need to lower your testosterone levels so you can compete. You know, these times they're letting...
Yeah, you're having even trans but yeah. people come... Trans women. Wait, what? Yeah, you're letting trans women compete. Wait, what? What? Anyhow... Man.
And then Simone Biles, who pulled off, what is it, a double pike vault. That shit was crazy. I saw that video. I was like, I don't know how she got that rotation in. She is strong as hell.
Send that to me.
She is skilled. I'm gonna find this.
Send that to me.
Yeah,
That sounds like some madness.
And then the judges, they messed up her score because they said, like, she should have got a perfect rating for that, basically. But the judges were talking some shit about It's not fair to the other competitors. What? All right. And so bearing this in mind as well, there's a figure skater from back in the day. I don't remember her name, but there's a figure skater, right? Melanated woman. And she was the first woman, I think probably the first person to do a backflip on the ice. She did a backflip on the ice.
Okay, now
and they were like, "Oh yeah, no, that's illegal. That's illegal. You can't do it."
What?
You know?
What?
And I was pissed off when I was reading this, not because of what's happening, not because my girl was banned for smoking weed, not because Simone Biles didn't get a score, but because melanated people haven't realized that this is some bullshit. Like, why are you letting these people judge your talents and your skills? Why not create some different shit over here? Like, we're so trapped in the thought that there's only one society. We're just like, oh yeah, this is society, you know, and it's a monolith. Hmm. And there's this, it's just one thing and we're treated badly in it, so we're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't thought to just be like, you know what? Okay, don't give me my backflip points. Don't give me my double pike.
By the way,
keep talking shit about my mental health.
The woman that you're talking about, her name is, sorry if I butchered the name, but it's Surya Bonnelly.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm checking out this flip and oh my God. She does it more than once. She is insane. Oh my God. How does she backflip that? That is insane. Yeah, but okay. I saw it. That's amazing.
Bro.
But yeah, sorry, you were like, yeah, bro, like the mental health, the craziness. Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, like we're so caught up in getting the approval of the people that run this system that obviously, first of all, don't give a fuck about us. Secondly, hate us, right? And I know why. I know why now. I really understand why.
You got nothing to say that,
to do with, oh yeah, you're just different skin color. I understand this shit.
Please enlighten us.
No, some people get triggered when I say this, and that's okay, because I just realized that I have to just come out with it and let the cards fall where they may. And in time, if it's necessary or if it's time for the individual, they'll pick up on what I'm saying. All right. Long story short, the melanated person is the closest representation of God on this earth. I repeat that. The melanated person is the closest representation of God on this earth. All right. That's it. This thing that we call melanin, right? This thing that we call melanin allows us to absorb light.
Yeah.
It allows us to absorb heat. And we spoke about how everything is energy, right? So it's not just light. It's all frequencies.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence that there's melanated no such thing as a coincidence. People differently and perceive sound differently.
Okay.
It's, I've read a couple of books as well that are quite informative on this topic about what the thing we call melanin actually is and how the chemical makeup of it is receptive to these frequencies. And it's to all frequencies, which is also why melanated people often have problems with addictive substances. Because the melanin isn't just on our skin, it's in everything, it's in all of our organs, it runs throughout this body. It's everywhere.
Okay, so
it's deeper than skin, go ahead.
So first of all, just on the God part, I have to agree with you because you can call it, it's called another term, it's called whitewashing. It's Europe has been whitewashing shit for a long goddamn time. I know that they went to the pyramids and they knocked off the noses of the sphinxes because the noses were more closer to, of course, African noses than, Caucasian noses. I know that they've been, like, if you look at all the movies, all of the shit of the past, like how they depicted Egyptians as being white when they were not. They depicted Jesus as being white when he 100% was not. They depicted so many things and figures and people as being white when they were not. And for some reason, they've been trying to rewrite history and say all of these people came from, you know, that they were Caucasian when they were not. Like Caucasian, what you need to understand as well about evolution is that in evolution, Caucasian people are actually the last people to be created. Like Caucasian people, like everyone was dark and then slowly got lighter as they moved away. And Caucasians were like one of the last, you know, they haven't been here for that long. And
I don't even subscribe to that.
Oh, here we go. Anymore. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I don't even subscribe to that.
And
so I was reading something on a mainstream source, right? Talking about how the people we call white people have been around for no more than a few thousand years, a few thousand. Like literally we're talking like what?
I think he's cut out. Don't know what he's going to say, but from what I've seen,
that despite melanated people, essentially.
One more time, because you cut out, so I didn't hear you.
Okay. I was saying, why is it that people didn't turn that pale?
No. You said, you literally cut out when you said that they've only been here for 1,000 and it cut out.
Oh, okay. So I said, it's talking like three to 4,000 years.
Oh, they've been here longer than that? They've been here longer than that?
Really though. We're talking about at a maximum 6,000.
At least.
At a maximum 6,000.
At least longer than 15,000.
So I'm going to find this thing because this was in a mainstream article.
Okay.
I'm going to find this thing.
Okay, you can find it. Please link me.
Yes, indeed.
It has to be longer than that. I mean,
you think so, right? And if somebody was dominating the world, they'd love to make you think they've been around for longer than that, right?
That's true. They can rewrite whatever they want. Like they did with the Bible, which the Romans did. By the way, okay. And the second point you made, there we go. The second point you made was that how melanin is, melanated people, how melanin has changed, blah, blah, blah. So, not saying blah, blah, blah to like, what's it called? I'm not trying to demerit what you said. So everyone in the world has melanin. Every human being that's born has melanin. Melanin is a natural, what's it called? A cell? I think it's a cell, yeah. That's in the, there's a cell and it's a cell and that creates the pigmentation in your skin. Every human being has it. It's just that some human beings, it's more effective than in other human beings. That's why no matter where you go, and if you stay out in the sun for a long amount of time, no matter where you are in the world, your skin will start to get darker. Whether you're Asian, whether you're white, wherever you go in the world, if you stay out for a long time, your skin will start to get brown because that's just how melanin works. The pigmentation in your skin gets darker to protect your skin against the UV rays coming out. And that's millions of years of evolution for that to be happening. Everyone has that. So it's not just quote unquote black people or melanin, whatever you want to say. Every single human being has that. It's just that because in Africa, it's in the Caribbeans, it's literally in the equator. So there's a lot of sun. So years and years and millions of years of sun, it's just been a thing where, of course, your child will be born with more melanated skin because the DNA is saying, yeah, you're going to be born in a very sun-rich country, so we might as well kick this off right from the get-go. And so the white people or Caucasians, that they're not born around a lot of sun, so their children are going to be born without that much pigmentation because you don't really need it when you're born. So that's the only thing, man.
I just heard you telling the story that we got told in school.
But okay, for real, dude, come to Asia, right? Everyone thinks that the Koreans, the Chinese, the Thais, the Japanese, all of these different Asian countries, they think that they're supposed to be a certain skin tone, right? But if that person just doesn't use an umbrella or guards themselves against the sun and they go out longer than usual in the sun. Eventually, they will get darker because that's just how melanin works. I'm not even saying this out of that's what I was taught in school. I have literally seen it with my own eyes. People get darker.
I'm not disputing that people get brown. I'm not disputing that everyone has melanin.
And that's melanin. Yeah.
Of course. What I'm saying is that this whole thing called melanin, there's a lot, it's a lot deeper science. I'm going to give you these books. You can, and this is why I start to use the term carbon as well, because this is going into the whole thing about us being cosmic beings, right? Us being cosmic beings by origin.
But we are all cosmic beings. Everything is a cosmic being.
Right. Indeed. At the same time, I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about that to speak on. I'm not going to mention it yet. I'm going to do some more studying on that because I don't want to just... This is something that is potentially very controversial.
Okay.
And I don't want to be reckless with it.
Okay.
I don't want to be reckless with it. So I'm going to hold off on that one.
That's fair enough.
All I'm going to say is, it is very possible that... Let's put it this way. The pale people in Australia, right? They're very warm parts of Australia.
Yes.
Will they eventually turn as brown as me or as brown as you being under the sun?
I believe eventually, yes, because that's how melanin works, yeah. Eventually. If they stick, because like... When did Britain conquer Australia anyway? Let's look at that. But some time ago,
they made it like a prison island.
Yeah. But like if you give it a lot more time, then yeah, eventually they're going to start popping out babies that will have more melanated skin just from birth. If you start staying in a hot country with a lot of sunshine like that, there's no way the skin's going to be like, we're getting all this sunshine, yet we're not going to pigmentate ourselves. It's like, it's going to start pigmentating. Melanin is gonna start to kick in, and kids are eventually gonna be born with browner skin.
Interesting.
But you're going on that that's not gonna happen.
I'm not saying all of that.
Just saying that's not gonna happen. Okay.
Okay. To my observation. Many what we call white people in warm places are still very resistant to the idea of darkness.
That's because they're
still very resistant to the idea of darkness.
They use sunscreen. They don't stay out in the sun as much. They put on hats and clothes to protect them from the sun. It's stuff like that, man. Like, okay, for example, okay, right. What about this? All right, go on.
Mm. Go on, drop it.
No, okay, how about this, right? Which was a topic I was going to bring up that, because you brought up athletes as well, and I thought you were going to go into this, but you didn't. So, look at how sunbeds, right? Look at how when sunbeds were created and these UV beds, when white people go into it and they concentrate the UV rays on their body for a long, long time, they do get brown, correct? All right?
Yes, indeed.
Exactly. And that's
some people.
Exactly. Some of them just burn.
Some people don't tan.
Yeah, some of them just burn because they don't have the melanin in their bodies. It's a bit messed up. It's not like that, right? So, like... Same with like how they were trying to diss ginger people because they don't, because of their DNA, they burn in the sun instead of turning brown. So look at how they have to concentrate the UV rays on their skin for it to even turn brown, right? Because usually they do not get that much UV rays for their skin to go, hey, we need to turn brown. They have to concentrate that stuff, which means they have to be out in the sun for a long period of time. And they have to be a long period of time at that kind of intensity. All right. And I'm guessing that, I mean, not guessing, I know that in Africa, that happens all the time. You get sun all the time at that intensity. Hence why everyone there is melanated. In Australia, they've just conquered that, what, a few, like, how long ago? It's not that long ago in terms of the world. And just give it time. Give it a few more centuries, maybe 1,000 years, and then they'll be all brown, you know? Because that's what I'm saying. And another topic I was going to bring up was how it's so weird how they're saying that these black women, how Asaka Naomi, literally, she said, I want to take a break. She literally said, I have mental health like condition. I just want to take a break so I can just fix myself. Everyone got pissed off with her, especially in Japan, because Japan doesn't really believe in people having mental health. They just go, oh, this person's just, they're just acting up. They're just being a nuisance. If you're not working, you're a nuisance. You're acting up. Japanese people don't necessarily believe that there's such thing as mental illness. So they got pissed off. Like you said, that girl who qualified to be in the Olympics, and just because she had marijuana in her system, they were like, nope, you can't go. You can't be in the Olympics. Like, what the fuck? It's just a bit of weed. What you're telling me? And it's like, you're telling me that weed has the power to enhance your speed on the track. Doesn't weed do the opposite of that? What kind of, can anyone please search weed giving you superpowers and making you run faster than usual? We don't do that. So of course they're just chatting shit to hold these women down, which is fucked up. But it's so weird how they need melanated people to make sports better. Look at all the sports. Who's at the top? Who are the top players at on most of the sports? It's melanated people. Yet they still treat melanated people like shit. Yet they create the sunbeds and want to have tans. Yet they want to listen to the music. Yet they want to eat the food. Yet they want to dress the same way and do the same hairstyles. Yet they still treat melanated people like shit. It's crazy. It's really fucked up crazy. Like, it's like they love ya, but they don't want ya. But they want your shit, but they don't need ya. But they want ya. It's like, what the fuck? But yeah, go on with what you wanted to say.
I said it makes perfect sense to me.
All right, go on, how?
Because at the end of the day, there are people that have been in the sun for centuries.
Yep.
Right? Yet, they still need sunscreen. They're on this planet, this is your planet, right? Supposedly, this is supposedly your planet. And one of the realities of this planet is that the sun shines. The sun shines here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you need sunscreen to protect you from the natural, like it's not even like it's a random part of this existence. It's literally the power source of this whole thing. Like, with no sun, this shit doesn't work at all. None of it works. And you need protection from that very thing. Yeah, at the same time, you're convinced that you run the world.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
You're convinced that you're God. Imagine that. And when you see the true and living God, you get so jealous. You feel so much shame.
There is a jealousy.
Because you think that, say what?
There was a jealousy. You're right. There was a jealousy.
Definitely. Definitely. That's why these people. I'm not speaking about everyone, man. Like, I want to make that clear. I ain't speaking about
everyone. Like I said, we're talking about the racisms people and the sexisms people and all the bad, bad, shitty people. There's so many good Caucasian people.
It's more nuanced than that. It's even more nuanced than that.
All right, go on.
You know, there are people who, and again, we talk about consuming the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I don't like to put blame on one group of people.
No, it's
because
the world,
in order for a culture to be consumed, the people producing that culture have to care about what them people are doing with it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if we got a culture, right, if we got certain language and behaviors and music and customs, right, that we perform and that we enjoy and that we used to create, and then we see a group of monkeys like trying to copy our shit, who would give a fuck? Who would actually give a fuck? They're like, oh yeah, those monkeys are being cute over there. They're trying to do our hip hop shit, you know, for example.
Actually, that would blow people's minds if a group of monkeys were actually to start like a BTS band. You're like, wait, what the fuck? These monkeys have evolved more than we even thought. God damn.
Exactly. You know, but at the end of the day, you wouldn't take it as like an offense and shit. But because we've been conditioned to look at the white man as God, we get offended. We're like, oh, but that's our shit. You took it from us. Give it back, please. We don't know what to do unless we have your approval, God. You know, not realizing that they're looking at the true and living God in the fucking mirror. If they would wake, if we would wake up to that, if we would wake up to our divinity,
it's not right, like that.
Our godliness. Say what?
It's not like that, dude. It's not like that.
Why are you fighting to protect the system, bro?
No.
Why are you fighting to protect the system? Why are you going agent on me? Why are you Agent Smith for me?
Listen to what.
Bro.
Wait, man. It's not like that. Wait, look, right?
Bro, don't gaslight me. Don't gaslight me. That's my truth. That's my observation.
No. Okay, that's your observation. That's fine. That's your observation. I'm just going to disagree. You have the right to believe that. I don't think it's that people are looking at white people, or not just white people, any culture. Right? It's not just the white culture. It's every culture. Like they're not looking at other cultures and going, hey, you stole my culture because I look to you as a god. Give it back. It's ours. It's more like, let's say this is a tradition that me and my close family, my relative, this country, this is a tradition of our people that we do. It's like, this is our tradition. It means something to us. And for these other people to use it in whatever fucking else they're using it to make money or to promote themselves or whatever, you are now shitting on my culture, on my tradition by doing that. So stop doing that because you're shitting on my culture. That's like, you know, like that's like going and like making fun of Americans on the 4th of July and then you're making fun of their shit. Like it's like going and making fun of what do you, god damn it, it's like making fun of Christmas and Jesus, or making fun of Easter and Jesus being reborn. It's the culture you have, and then imagine another culture going, okay, we're gonna call ourselves Jehovah Rebirth, or we're gonna call it our foot brand Easter or something like that. It's like don't take someone else's culture and shit on it. That's what it is. It's like this hair is tradition, it's culture. We wear it like this because it's tradition, it's our culture. Don't then think that you can come and take it and do whatever you want with it when you don't even understand what it is. It's kind of like that. Don't use something you don't understand. Don't use something that just because for you it looks cool, oh, let's use it as a brand thing. It's like, no, do research on what it is. Don't just use it because it looks cool, you know. It's more like that. It's not like, oh, I see you as a god, so please give me back my thing. It's not that. That's how I see it.
See, what I'm talking about is subconscious. This is not a this is not a conscious decision that, oh yeah, I see them as God. But bearing in mind here that for a lot of our existence as melanated people in the Western world, we've been given an image of a white Jesus, of a white God.
It pisses me off so much, man.
There you go. It pisses you off so much.
Because he's not even white. Like any smart person in the world who can look at a map and see where the fuck Bethlehem was can make a rational decision to understand that Jesus wasn't Caucasian. You can do research and see that it was Da Vinci that painted that. That picture of
and it's
Jesus,
not even right? Jesus, it's fucking Cesare Borgia.
Yeah, it's like it you was know? his cousin and or his nephew or something like that. He used as the model, and it's like, what the fuck? He's your brain.
At the end of the day, that's become the truth. Like, facts don't actually matter.
Yeah,
what matters is truth. Literally, facts don't matter.
It doesn't.
Because people can tell you facts, but if your subconscious truth is, oh yeah, God is a white man, then that's going to affect. And what we have to remember as well is that God is what dictates the whole of your reality. You know, like we spoke about last week, everyone has a God. Even if you're an atheist, your God is, for example, science.
Yeah.
It could be just the belief that there is no God.
Yeah.
You know, that can exist as a God. Mm. Everyone has a God. And when I say God, I mean a value that they hold to be their highest.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
If your highest value is faith and that, for example, if you be a good person, you're going to go to heaven, and then that heaven is connected to the image, because our mind is controlled through symbols, through repetition, and through emotion. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things you use to program a subconscious mind, right?
Say it again. And if, one more time.
Symbols.
Repetition.
And emotion.
Okay.
Right. So if those three aspects have been used to program your mind with the white God for your whole life, and you haven't consciously deprogrammed and reprogrammed yourself, that white God program is still running on in the background.
Mm, okay,
and
I get that.
What changed for me? So for example, it's impossible to disrespect me. You cannot disrespect me. Nobody in this world can disrespect me unless I choose to disrespect myself.
Mm.
And a lot of that shift was declaring myself as God. I declared myself as God, not in the sense that I am
godlike
in this human form, a God who can see and is all powerful and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But it's that I've understood that the thing that I call God is something that I have access to within me. And I am the primary portal. I am the primary way through to that power. So I don't need to go through anyone else in this reality in order to access God.
Mm.
And so this whole life experience is just a conversation between me and God. And that's all I give a fuck about.
Yep, that's true.
That's all I give a fuck about. So nobody can disrespect me. Nobody can disrespect me. I can create something using the power of God, and somebody can try and take it and use it as their own. But first of all, I know they ain't going to do it like I do it, because I was the original. So I don't give a fuck. Secondly, mm-hmm. I know that they can make profits off of it. And this is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
People get pissed off because it's like, oh yeah, using my culture to make money. You know, you're a Kardashian and you went and got surgery and got, you know, big ass and big lips looking like a fake black Barbie doll in, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lighter body, and you're making all of this money and you got all of this fame.
Mm.
Now, if I care about money and fame, that's going to really bother me. I'm like, why is this person getting all of this success when I'm fucking grinding and struggling and blah, blah, blah. That's where the problem comes in.
Okay.
It's because we're looking at money, for example, as God. So money dictates why we feel pissed about that thing.
Okay. I see. I hear you.
And to bring that back to the whole term melanated in the first place, right? Here's an interesting point. Here's an interesting point that somebody rose the other day and I had the pleasure of listening to. Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball.
Sorry, I had to do it when you said Dragon Ball. I had to say it.
Sparking. Piccolo, right?
Sorry, go on, continue. If you don't know, that's the theme song of the original Dragon Ball. But anyway, go on. The Japanese version, anyway.
Piccolo.
Yeah. The only black or melanated guy on the only melanated guy on Dragon Ball was Piccolo.
Right.
Oh,
what
shit.
Color was he?
He was green. He was green.
Right.
But we all know who he was, man. He was the only melanated guy on that show, man.
Indeed. So someone said to me the other day that some time ago, you know, this thing that we're calling time, the atmosphere was different on this planet. And it wasn't necessarily oxygen that we were inhaling. It was more hydrogen. And as you know, we are a product of our environment. Everything that we inhale that affects how our bodies function mm-hmm. and everything. And we look at the trees. The trees are green. The grass is green. There's a lot of greenery. This is a very green planet.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were, these bodies were created on this planet. What he was saying is that when this atmosphere was different, we were also green. We were greener in hue. And as the atmosphere became oxidized and we started to breathe in more oxygen, that green changed to more of a reddish brown, right? Something that people would call black. And that was because, like, what happens when iron gets oxidized? when it gets like too much water in it, for example, and then it wets it and rusts, it dries, and the wets and it dries, it rusts. Right. So essentially what he's saying is that our bodies are representing a similar effect to rust in that our original color was something more along the lines of a green hue. And I thought this was very interesting. And the first thing I thought of when I heard that was, Piccolo. That was the first thing I thought of. That's just a side note. I'm going to let that just do with your consciousness what it does, right? But okay. Here's where I actually want to go.
Okay.
Where I actually want to go is that term black. Like you said, it's highly politicized.
Yeah.
It's, what's the word they use? It's a weaponized term.
Weaponized, yeah.
Yeah. And last year, while doing a whole bunch of research, I discovered that white people make up about 10% of this Earth's population.
Oh, yeah. I saw that as well. So basically, yeah. let me just give a slight synopsis. So what Aaron is saying is basically, if you take the entire world as a whole, like the entire world as a whole, and you just pull it from a scale of 1 to 100, then white people as a whole only make up 10% of the entire Earth. That's what you're saying, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay, indeed. Continue. Sorry.
And so the 90% of the 90% is essentially what you would call melanated, right? More concentrated melanated people.
I don't think it was. I think the second group, I think it was the first, the smallest is...
No, hear what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Melanated. I didn't say black. I said melanated. As in a certain concentration of melanin, right?
Okay.
By creating the term black, what you can do is separate the darkest among those melanated people into their own category. And then you can take the next one. So like yourself, for example, you are a lighter skin tone than I am.
Yeah.
And depending on the time of the year, where you are in the world and who's calling it, they might call you light skin, they might call you dark skin. It depends, right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
But that's all semantics that don't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When you go to Brazil, you got these people that have they got like 14, 15 fucking different
spectrum,
like racial categories to call themselves because they don't want to identify as black. Whereas the truth is you're all fucking melanated. All right. So by creating this term black, what it's enabled to happen is division.
Yes.
It's allowed division to happen, whereby this world can then be run by Caucasian. You know, a certain percentage of that 10%. A certain percentage of that 10%.
The 1% of the 10%. No, I should say the 0.5% of the 10%.
Right. And because they've created a white god, and like, how religious is Brazil? How religious is
Brazil? Insanely! Insanely religious.
Right.
You got so they're worshiping Jesus a white god. Standing up there in Rio de Janeiro.
Exactly. They're worshiping a white god. Don't no one want to be black. Right, and everyone is looking towards this white god for approval. You know, Sky Daddy. You know, be it. There's a song by B.O.B.
Sky Daddy.
That's it. There's a song by B.O.B. called "Good Nigga Sticker."
Oh, I miss B.O.B.
That's,
man.
That's a very interesting video. I would suggest checking it out.
Okay.
And I'm kind of just on the way right now, man. But so as we're talking about Earth, though.
Yeah.
As we're talking about Earth, we are connected to the Earth very intimately. 75% water, just as our bodies and our brains are and everything inside it, right?
Hmm?
And what's happening at the moment is we're going through this thing that some people are calling climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. Long story short, the Earth is warming up. He's heating up.
Yeah, of course.
The Earth is heating up.
Yep.
Right?
No matter what Trump says.
That's not a problem for me. I'll be fine. I walk outside in 36 degree heat with no sunscreen. I'll be fine. Right? This is a problem for some people.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's buying up all the underground bunkers right now? Bro.
I'm just saying,
I like to look at things as critically as possible and come to my own observation and understanding of it. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck how warm this earth gets. I'll be fine.
I mean, dude, okay, maybe you will be fine. Maybe you will be fine, but.
And it's not, I'm not talking about me on the E. So let me go deeper into that. I want to explain that because that might sound kind of reckless, right? What I'm saying is.
As in when the sun comes out more?
When, if and when this glow, I'm not even going to call it, fucking hell, man. You got me in this site. You got me. Oh. So if and when this planet heats up, right? If and when this planet heats up, I, melanated being, will be fine. Shit. All right. And this is what many people don't understand. We're so wrapped up in our own ego.
Yes, we are.
We're so wrapped up in our own ego, right? That we're not looking at common sense.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of people that could be called racist, you know, racist white people, whatever. You call them what you want. All right. At the end of the day, the smartest white people I've met realize that they are part of a whole.
Oh, yeah.
They realize that they are part of a whole. So they realize, maybe at some point, this vessel, being as pale as it isn't intended to live upon this planet.
Wait, what?
Maybe. Yeah, real talk. What? Real talk. Maybe this vessel isn't intended to live upon this planet. We spoke about how these bodies, yeah, they're avatars.
Yeah.
They're avatars. So if game,
that's what you meant. Right,
if in the game program, the earth is heating up, right? Mm-hmm. Then that same avatar, that pale avatar, is no longer going to be beneficial. Going to need a darker avatar.
Okay. How are they going to do that?
This is a conversation for another day. But essentially, it revolves around consciousness, what consciousness is, and how it connects to the thing that we call a soul.
Okay. That's cool. You know what? Okay. I get you. Oh, shit. That's funny. I find it entertaining how, especially when Trump was still president, how Trump was all being, you know, the way Trump is. And yet this motherfucker, I don't want to diss Trump. I'm not dissing him. I shouldn't say that. But look at how he's literally put in, like, how can you take this guy seriously when he's literally applying, like, tanning lotion to his skin to the point where he literally turns orange? Like, you guys are so proud of being Caucasian and you are the superior race, yet why is it that you want to be darker? It makes no, explain that to me. And yet these white supremacist groups were like, yeah, Trump, yeah, woo. It's like he's walking around as an orange man. He's orange because he's trying to have melanated skin. Yeah, like the mind fuck of that they're having with themselves. It's insane. It's insane how they mind fuck themselves. And what's even more funny is how some of these, what did they call them? Neo-Nazis? Neo-Nazis, can I just tell you, if you're listening, I don't think you are, but if you're listening.
If you just happen to be listening, neo-Nazis, after all of this.
Like I said, if you're still tuned in after all of that melanated talk and Jesus is not white shit, if you're still holding on, gritting your teeth, all right, let me just tell you something. When Hitler was taking over Europe, he wasn't looking at America saying, I'm taking you white people with me. No, no, no. He was going to either kill you motherfuckers or enslave you motherfuckers. Because to Hitler, only German people, only people he chose in Germany were the superior race. Not, and this is what the spin that these white supremacists are trying to say about Hitler. He's like, he just wanted white people with blonde hair and blue eyes to be superior. No, German people he chose, the German people, not you. He wanted to bomb you guys out of existence. That's what he wanted to do. So to put the swastika on your arm and march through the streets of America, you're literally shitting on the brave souls of your forefathers who fought for your fucking freedom. They didn't die or go through all of that for you stupid ass idiots to walk around with swastikas in their country. Hitler weren't gonna save you, stupid fuck. Sorry, but I had to say that. It's just, I feel like again, there's something I said in the past. It all comes down to education. It's like, I feel like education is literally purposefully downgraded to make people stupid so they are easier to control. And I genuinely do believe this. The less people know, the easier it is to control them. The easier it is to spin things and to push people to, like you said, it's all manipulation. It's all mind bending them to believe and do whatever you want them to do.
Have you heard of Operation Paperclip?
Wait, what's up? This is something you've researched, I'm guessing. Operation Paperclip.
Yeah. Operation Paperclip.
So you're telling
me. It's funny, as you were speaking about neo-Nazis in the US and Germany.
Mm.
So after the Second World War, after all that shit happened and after all that propaganda talking about how Hitler was the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of thousand scientists, engineers, technicians from Germany were secretly moved and relocated within the United States.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And were given employment.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, what's the difference?
Oh, so the Third Reich lives again. Oh, shit.
If it ever die.
Fucking Hydra up in this bitch. Oh, shit.
If it ever died.
Oh, the conspiracy.
Move the source of power. They had this war for whatever. I don't know why they had this war, but it wasn't about no fucking defeating Hitler. No, again, the three-level intent. The three-level intent, right? You got the stated, the hidden, and the secret.
Oh.
And we spoke about that with the so-called war on terrorism as well, right?
Mm-hmm,
we spoke about that with the Stargates and shit.
Oh, possibly. I really want to get into Stargates, man. That's such a good show.
Yeah.
But,
bro, I'm telling you, three-level intent, take that as a framework and everything you hear, especially from like mass media, look at it through that lens and see what changes for you.
Dude, I said this before. The governments are magicians. I said this before in the past. Like, these governments are magicians. They're just pulling all these magic tricks. Hey, look at the magic trick. Whilst they're doing all of this sleight of hand shit on the other side, making sure you don't see what's actually going on. It's like the Wizard of Oz thing. Please listen to this big magic head. Do not push back the curtain. There's nothing to see here. That's what it is, man.
100%. 100%.
Oh, man.
Man. Yeah, I want to talk about souls next week. I want to talk about souls.
Souls. Are we even going to get to souls? Because we were supposed to talk about something else this week, but we didn't even get to it.
We went a bit left. But no, next week I want to talk about souls because it's not going to... We got about 2 minutes before we hit the hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not going to fit in today.
No. Oh, it's flipping this world, man. Like, I just... Sometimes you just... look at this world and you just shake your head and you're like, how has it actually gotten to this? How has it gotten to this state?
By design and great planning.
But that's the thing though, because on one side I'm like, yeah, there's someone definitely planning out moves. And then on the other side I'm like, but there are people that are so dumb that it can't be. Maybe it's just, it's like half someone is planning something, half some people in government positions are just absolutely stupid and they should not be in that position.
They are puppets. They're doing what they're told.
Mm.
They're doing what they're all told to do. It doesn't take that many people to control a whole planet. It doesn't take that many people.
Dude.
You only need a couple people that know what they're doing.
Bruh.
Everyone else just needs to do what the fuck they're told.
You don't need to tell me that.
Need to know basis.
Let's look at history. You had kings and queens controlling absolute countries. One dude, one girl controlling a mass of people with just a wave of their hand, go to war for me. Okay. And they went to war. One person. And then they changed it to a council, which changed into a government, which changed to the oligarchy. And it's like, did anything actually change? Not really. It's just, it's the same shit, different day, just different words, different rules, but it's the same shit. Anyway, how are we going to end this one, my friend? How are we going to end this one?
How are we going to end this one? It's not personal. That's all I'm going to say. It's not personal. I've got love for everyone. And my priority is truth. That's it.
I like that. It really is no hard feelings. Especially for the neo-Nazis watching. If you're still...
I got love for the neo-Nazis, man. I got love for you motherfuckers, man. I know you're trying to kill me. But I know it's coming from a place of love at the end of it. Like, on a deep, deep, deep level. On the deepest level, I understand it's coming from a place of love. Like, for real. If someone tries to kill me, I see it for what it is.
I just... Yeah. It's just... Like, we keep saying this, but please expand your mind. That's it. Just don't be spoon-fed anything and everything from one source or just from one group of people. This is a big world out here with a lot of people of different cultures and beliefs. And we're all doing the same shit, just doing it slightly differently. That's it. So, yeah, enough love to everyone. Please just research, expand your mind. Love to all. And with that, this has been so
wow.
Oh, all right. With that, we out.
Peace.